All right, everyone. This is In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And this is episode 236 of In the Word Podcast. And we're going to talk about having control of our minds or controlling our minds. And there's one thing I haven't announced in a while, and that is our email address, which is intheword podcast@gmail.com. Please feel free to write us at intheword podcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. And so we're working through just studying the Bible. Our goal is that we want to know what the Word says in terms of dealing with our minds and our thought life. Yeah. The things that really control us is our thoughts, our mind. We think of things, you know, well before we do them. Right. And Jeremiah knew that. And so he wrote way back in Jeremiah 17:9, he said, "The heart is deceitful." And the heart, by the way, is a euphemism or another word for mind. When it says the heart, typically in scripture, it's not referring in most cases to the physical heart, our biological heart that pumps blood throughout our bodies. It's referring to either our mind, our emotions, our thoughts, our motivations. You know, it's that immaterial part of our brain that really is the part of us that is the driving force, right, for what we do.
Kind of determines what we end up doing.
Yeah.
That mind. And as you, I think as you become more sensitive to the Word of God, or more sensitive to living holy, or understanding what the Bible says when the Bible tells you to, you know, have this mind in you, which was also in Christ. Well, how do I do that?
Right.
You know, and all, there's a bunch of other ones. I don't have them before me, but I think when we get to that point, that, you know, we have to learn or practice or take time to really understand what God is saying about doing what he wants us to do. Because we can say, well, I read the Bible and I've done this for years and all that. Yeah, you saw those words there, but did we really understand what,
right,
those words meant,
right,
and how to put them into action? Because I think a lot of us fall back, maybe not backslide, but have problems because we don't really understand what we're seeing.
Yeah. When
it, you know, number one, it could be that we don't really understand who God is and how good he is. But number two, it could just be we don't know that we need to meditate and ponder the Word of God so that it will come out. You know, we can get the proper understanding.
Yeah, because it's not just information.
Right.
You know,
right,
it's not just reading it so that we can say, I read it.
Right.
You know, I used to always quip, two chapters a day keeps the devil away.
Well, we might think because we read it, it'll stick.
Right.
But that's not necessarily true. Excuse me.
Right. Yeah. Especially if we don't apply it.
Right.
Yeah. If it's not applied, yeah, it will not, you know, it will not stick.
Or even repeatedly reminding yourself of it.
Right.
That's one of our weapons, you know. That's
exactly.
Yeah.
Because the word is useless to us if we don't apply it.
Right.
If it's not applied knowledge, right, then it's just information.
Right.
I mean, and you know, completing that verse that I started earlier in Jeremiah 17:9, it says the heart or the mind, I think we can safely substitute that word or use it interchangeably with heart in, mm-hmm, this case, mm-hmm, is deceitful above all things,
yes,
and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And that, boy, that's a heavy verse to unpack, because when it says in that verse that it's deceitful above all things, mm-hmm, that, wow, that's a major statement. I used to always tease saying that, you know what all means in Greek? It means all.
Right.
And so that's a lot, yeah, to grasp.
Right. And we're secular creatures. We're like secular trying to become holy.
Right.
So, you know, so you're going to have those thoughts and things or different things that you have to go through. But I think, you know, the Lord takes us through trials and tests, trying to build us up, you know, with the desire that we take what he is teaching us and ponder it and meditate on it and get an understanding on it so that then we can live victoriously. So we're on this track from carnal to spiritual.
Right.
And it takes time.
Right.
But we have to understand that it comes through our knowledge and obedience to the word of God. I'm learning that in a deeper way than I have in years. So,
well, in our next podcast, where you dropped a bomb there earlier, a verse that Philippians 2:5 about let this mind be in you. We're going to talk about that next time. But just to wrap this up in Jeremiah, I think, you know, to help us with this is that our mind is deceitful,
mm-hmm. without Christ
mm-hmm. and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's what I was going to say. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us that in Christ Jesus, we are a new creation.
Right.
In Christ Jesus, you know, and all things have become new.
Right.
You know, so things change for us as believers, and we go from being a normal person, a secular person, to becoming a spiritual person. And it changes, you know, we learn to walk by faith and not by sight.
Right.
But I love what Paul writes. Therefore, if any man, 2 Corinthians 5:17, be in Christ, he is a new creature. The King James says new creation might be a more accurate rendering of that word. And old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So what a blessing that we have as a believer. We don't have to be stuck in, you know, Jeremiah 17:9, where our heart, our mind is desperately it's deceitful above all
right.
things and desperately wicked. We don't have to be in that place.
Right.
Who can know it? Well, we can know it because God can give us the ability to know it, you know, by knowing
He
Him.
He has given us that ability through the Holy Spirit, right?
Right,
so
right.
So we just have
exactly.
to learn how to apply it to our lives on a regular basis.
Right.
And not be so inundated with the world that we're neglecting that we're in a warfare, we're in battle, and we got to fight. We got to train ourselves.
Exactly.
For war.
Exactly. And we're going to talk about that next time, too, in terms of training ourselves
yes.
by studying God's Word
yes.
According to 2 Timothy 2:15. So.
Yes.
Join us next time as we continue this discussion on controlling our minds and how we can be better at giving the Lord control of our thought life.
Amen.
Amen.